USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The sentencing trial for a Florida school shooter is being delayed to Monday. The next stage of jury selection was supposed to start yesterday, but an attorney for Nicholas Cruz was sick. The 23-year-old pleaded guilty to opening fire at Parkland High School on Valentine's Day 4 years ago. He killed 14 students and 3 employees and injuring 17 others. The jury will decide whether he gets the death penalty or life behind bars. An illegally obtained draft from the Supreme Court by Politico claims the nation's high court is getting ready to strike down Roe v. Wade and let the states decide abortion laws. The Supreme Court is considering a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. It's the case where the draft came from. USFL football week 4 has a game Friday night, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
Unionizing at Amazon has taken a step backwards.
The Amazon Labor Union was handed a defeat as a smaller warehouse on Staten Island rejected a union bid. The tally was nearly 2/3 against unionizing. There weren't enough challenge ballots to sway the decision. Both sides have a week to file objections to the election. The union's first upset victory happened about a month ago at a nearby larger facility. The e-tailer said at the time it would file an objection. Another union election for a company facility in Alabama remains up in the air, with hearings on the challenge ballots to begin in the coming weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An effort to make California a 4-day work week is over, at least for now. A new bill stalled in the legislature after missing a deadline. It would have let hourly workers at big companies log 32 hours and then get paid overtime for anything more. The goal was to create a better work-life balance. The Chamber of Commerce called it a job killer. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Representative Mike Turner from Ohio, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, he was on Newsmax and said that the new disinformation board created by the Biden administration is nothing more than a Democrat propaganda machine paid for by the American taxpayer.
I mean, what we're basically seeing here is what we've seen for years from the Democratic Party is their attempt to go from the spin room to actually grabbing government itself to try to discredit information that it finds unacceptable, it doesn't like, that tells the truth, or to go against their opponents. We're seeing this now in the information that's coming out as to what the Clinton campaign was really doing with respect to Russia and Trump. But now we also see it with the director for the Disinformation Governance Board and what she's personally said about the Hunter laptop, which we now know and everyone is acknowledging on both sides of the aisle to be accurate. This is just their effort to try to use government and to try to have it with the color to tell people things that they know are not true and to try to sell it and try to suppress these type of stories in the media.
Ohio Republicans will vote Tuesday in deciding a Senate race as the midterm primary season kicks into high gear. Author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance is well positioned in the Republican race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. The winner is likely to face 10-term Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.